Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Ted Thibodeau. I'm calling from Jewelers. I was looking for Kiana, who's got a ring in here that's getting engraved.
Oh, yes. Is it ready? I can come pick it up today.
Well, yes, I would caution you against coming down here to pick it up today. I'm actually just calling you with kind of an update on your ring that you have an engaged. Now, it is a nice ring. Is it for a special occasion?
Yeah, it's my husband and I's anniversary. So I wanted to do something, you know, nice to it. And yeah, when I brought it in, they said it'd be ready today.
Okay, well, yes, it was supposed to be ready today, but I do have some unfortunate news for you. That ring is now dead and gone. I'm so sorry about this.
Dead and gone is a ring. It's an inanimate object. What do you mean dead and gone?
Dead and gone is what I say when something's been ruined beyond repair. So that ring is dead and gone. I'm so sorry about this. That ring dead, that ring gone.
Wait. Ruined beyond repair. It's a ring.
Yes, it is.
How did you ruin it? Did you break it? Like what?
Well, not necessarily broken, but it is broken. Yes, that ring is dead. That ring is gone. I'm so sorry about this.
Absolutely not. What do you mean I'm so sorry? You need to give me some kind of explanation or a replacement.
Let me ask you a question. Kiana, have you ever watched any of those telenovelas? You know, those Spanish drama shows?
Yeah. What the f*** does that have to do with it?
So sometimes when I'm engraving some of our jewelry, I just sit and watch my telenovelas while I'm doing it. You know, kind of a time killer sort of thing. And it's what's really good when I'm watching right now. If you want a recommendation for a good show, it is. I mean, that's awesome.
I don't want a recommendation for no show. I want my ring.
Well, okay, so here's what had happened. So I was watching a telenovela while I was engraving on the ring for your husband for your anniversary present. And something just so spicy happened. And I was saying, adios. In Spanish, you know, oh God. And I accidentally engraved adios on the ring, the whole ring, instead of what I was supposed to put on it. So that ring is dead gone.
So you're telling me you were watching a soap opera and you got so distracted that you engraved a word in Spanish?
Well, yes, adios.
You were just supposed to engrave a date on the ring. How did you get a letter?
Well, that is not the only reason it is dead gone. I'm so sorry. What had happened on the telenovela that I was watching, the main character was having an affair, and I had no idea. And so I accidentally went ahead and engraved adios on it, which is like, oh, God. And then I jumped because she got caught. And when I jumped, the ring slipped out of my hand, and it rolled out in the street.
It rolled out in the street?
Yes. It rolled out in the street, and then a trash truck came and ran right over it. So, really serious.
Oh my God. Like,
serious
point,
of unfortunate events.
Sir.
Yes.
I'm done talking to you. I want to speak to your manager. Get your manager on the line right now. I want to speak to a supervisor immediately. I'm going to tell him that your idiot employee engraved adios on my ring because he was watching a telenovela and let my ring roll out in the street and get hit by a trash truck. And now you're just sitting here talking to me about this stupid TV show. Like, I give a and you're going to get fired. And then you can spend all your time watching these stupid little Mexican soap opera.
Well, how about tell you that this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you and your sister Charmaine set you up.
Oh my gosh, I'm going.
She said you were getting a ring engraved for your anniversary present.